to do some reading, if you'll stand with me and remain standing till we're done. We're going to look at Genesis chapter 37, verse 3. Genesis 37, verse 3. We're going to be reading from the King James Version. And it reads, "Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors." Going to Genesis chapter 39, verses 11 through 12. 39, verses 11 through 12. And it reads, "And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business. And there was none of the men in the house wherein. And she caught him by his garment," everybody say coat, "saying, lie with me. And he left his garment, coat, in her hand and fled and got him out." Genesis chapter 41, verses 41 through 44. Genesis 41, verses 41 through 44. "And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures, coat of linen, and put the gold chain around his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee. And he made him a ruler over the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt." Bishop, will you pray, please? Before you're seated, look to your neighbor and ask him, do you have your coat on? You may be seated. We wear many different coats. We have heard the term, we wear many hats. But we wear many different coats. And sometimes those coats identify who we are. It indicates someone or something. And sometimes it signifies one's authority. So take, for example, a police officer's uniform. You recognize that they have that uniform on, and with that comes some sort of authority with it. Same thing goes for a doctor. You go to the doctor's office, you see the doctor in a lab coat. Typically, that's what they have on. Some don't, but most of them have a lab coat on, and you signify that as a position of authority, a position of knowledge. They're a doctor. Okay, I'm going to listen to what they have to say. I'm paying this guy, this woman. They know what they're doing. They went to school for this. We look at a judge. When they're in their court proceedings, they have a robe on. That robe signifies that they are in charge. It signifies that over this courtroom, on it, over there presiding over it, they are the ultimate authority in there. It's the robe. It's something that signifies their authority. Same thing if you were to see a firefighter on a scene of an accident. You know who's supposed to be there and who's the rubberneckers. Who's going to go, oh, did they get hurt? Well, you know the people that are actually doing the work have their coat on, their bunker gear. So you know that they have some sort of authority. They belong. You can associate who they are. So when we begin our verses that we opened up with, we all know the story of Joseph's coat, right? Anybody had not heard that story before? We have probably heard it multiple times in Sunday school. You may have even had a coloring page and you had to color it in with Joseph's coat of many colors, and you put all these beautiful colors on it, scribbled it on there. You may even had a Sunday school teacher give you some colored yarn, and you'd lay it all out to symbolize that coat. I'm sure we have all heard that story multiple times. And if someone were come up to you and begin to talk about the coat of many colors, you would know exactly who they're talking about and what that story pertains to. It's very familiar to everyone. Even if you do not attend church, you've heard of the coat of many colors. They wouldn't ever have to tell you the name Joseph. They would never have to describe to you he was the son of Jacob or anything of that nature. Because at the moment we begin to talk about the coat of many colors, you know who they are talking about. You know from whom he belonged to, because the coat of many colors is a coat of ownership. It is a coat that identified Joseph. The Bible tells us when he was walking out to check on his brothers one day, that his dad sent him out there, his brothers spot him afar off. They could tell it was Joseph. Why? His coat. If he didn't have that beautiful, bright colored coat on, he would blend in, Brother Joe, with everyone else. All the other Jews that were there, they would have no idea who he was. They didn't set him apart. But his brothers knew that it was Joseph that was coming. They recognized him a long way off. As we read the story, we know, you can notice how they kind of address Joseph as the dreamer. Ah, look at that coat. Here comes the dreamer. And what do they begin to do? What do they begin to say to each other? Let's take that coat. That's his identity. That coat shows favoritism. He is the favorite child. Dad loves him more than everybody else. He has a special place in Dad's house. He's the right arm. He can do no wrong. It's all that stinking coat that he has on. Dad watches him everywhere he goes. He knows what he's doing. Shows him favoritism all the time. And let me tell you today, the greatest thing that you can do is let God robe you today in the coat of many colors. Before you leave here today, I pray that somehow you let the power of the name of Jesus and the glory of the Spirit of God wrap itself around you. No matter where you go, everyone knows who your dad is. Everybody is going to know that you are his favorite. They're going to know that the Father loves you. They're going to know that the Father takes care of you. So they see Joseph walking, and jealousy rises up in them, and his brothers are just mad. They're angry. Not only his brothers, but everybody in the village. They know who Joseph is. It's a statement piece. You ever heard of a statement piece? Back in the 90s, that was a thing, you know, added two glasses was a statement piece. You know, you'd have a brooch, you know, or something like that, or some kind of crazy thing in your hair. That was your statement piece. So they knew who he was. Everybody in town didn't really care for Joseph a whole lot. He was the goody two-shoes, if you will. Wherever he went, whatever he did, everyone knew it was Joseph by his coat. I imagine the first thing that Joseph did every morning was reach and grab that coat and put it on because it identified him. He loved wearing that coat. He wasn't ashamed of that coat. He didn't hide it in a closet. He didn't try to bury it under his bed. But he wanted everyone to know that I'm Jacob's son. He loves me. I am his favorite. He watches over me. Just like Joseph in that coat, we ought to every day get up, proudly put on our coat of Christianity, of love, of gentleness, of faithfulness, of kindness and patience. We ought to grab that coat and put it on. I want everyone to know who I am. I am not a child of the world. I'm not a child of Satan's kingdom. I'm a child of God. I belong to Jesus Christ. Here I am, my coat of many colors. He loves me. He cares for me. He blesses me. He watches over me. The Bible tells us that he clothes us. Tell someone next to you, you need a coat of many colors. Tell someone on the other side of you, don't leave without your coat of many colors. You need the coat of many colors in your life. You need the garment of God. You need the garment of salvation. You need the garment of holiness. You need the garment of righteousness. You need to be identified as a child of God. It needs to be everywhere you go. They know who you are before you even arrive. They can see you. They can feel the difference around you. They can feel his presence. There's an aura about you that's different. They can feel the glory of God on your life. When you look on the inside of my jacket, I don't have a fancy one. I've got one at home that I never wear because I've gained about 50 pounds since the time I got to wear it. It was many, many years ago. But on the inside of some jackets, it'll tell you who it was made by. And the one I've got at home tells me who it was tailored for. It says Andrew J. Hancock. That's me. So in there, I can tell who made it and who is it made for, who it belongs to. It's mine. No one else has one just like it. It was tailored to fit me a while ago, but still tailored to fit me. We need to look at your coat today. You need to look who it was made by. Jesus Christ. It was made for Curtis Franks. It was made for Patrick Hancock. It was made for Joseph Enlow. It was made for Richard Chrystler. Is that name on the inside of your coat? Do you have your coat? Why don't you have your coat? Where is your coat? Where is your identity? Are you hiding it? Are you ashamed to wear your coat? I'm not. I want everybody to see it. Once you get that garment on, you can't leave anywhere without it. Everyone needs to know there's something different about you. Your parents need to see that there's something different about you. Your siblings need to see that there is something different about you. Your coworkers need to see, hey, there's something different about you. Your neighbors need to know that there is something different about you. Wherever you go, whomever you talk to, they ought to see that coat on you. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 10 reads, I greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robes of righteousness. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorned herself with her jewels. There is no better garment. There is no better custom tailored suit. There's no better robe that outshines the garment of his salvation. Isaiah 52 and 1 reads, Awake, awake! Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem. The holy city of henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Psalms 132, verse 9, let the priest be clothed with righteousness. Who's the priests? You're sitting right here. Let the saints shout for joy. When was the last time you shouted for joy? When? Why has it been so long? Where's your coat? Aren't you proud of your coat? Do you not have a coat? Do you need your coat? It's up here. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. When you put on your garments, everyone is going to know it. When you wear your garments, everyone is going to see it. I want them to know to whom I belong. I belong to Him. I am not ashamed to proclaim I'm a child of God. I am going to take a little bit of liberty and put myself in Joseph's sandals. I wonder whenever his dad told him, hey, Joe, go out there and check on your brother and see what them ding-dongs are doing. I wonder if he, just a little bit of arrogance, he looked at it, he goes, I'm going to put my coat on. And they're going to see me coming. They call me dumb. They call me the dreamer. They make fun of me. But when I put this coat on, their opinion doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what they think. The world's opinion doesn't matter. My family's opinion doesn't matter. My friend's opinion, don't care. Could care less what they think. The devil's opinion, well, he can keep his opinion to himself. Because I am in his opinion. Someone needs to grab that coat and put it on. And remind yourself that you are his favorite. You are the one he loves. You are the one that he blesses. You are the one he walks with. You are the one he likes to talk with. You are the one he helps. You are his favorite. I've got my coat of many colors. And let me tell you something. God gives us the very best each and every time. Think of the story of the prodigal son. In Luke chapter 15, verse 22 reads, but the father said unto his servants, bring forth the best robe. Not the old one. Not the, he's kind of dirty and stinky. He's been sleeping with the pigs. Just get me something to cover him up because, man, no. Get me the best robe. Put it on him and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. You've been told you're the bridegroom. You're the bride, and he's the bridegroom, right? In our society, when you get married, what do? Usually, you have a ring. You dress nice, fancy clothes. It signifies to everyone who's there who the bride is, who the groom is, and that they've gotten married. Where's your coat? Do you have your coat on? Do you have your coat on? Why not? Where's your coat? God doesn't give us junk. He gives us the very best. He will never fail you. He will never let you down. When God gives you His Spirit, it is the greatest thing that you can ever have. He gives us the very best. He gives us the very best. You think your boss or your employer gives you something that's really nice? It's nothing. You think the world is offering you something? No, it's really nothing. What you need to get on is the garment of salvation. You need to let God give you His best robe. You need to let the Lord robe you in His power, in His glory, His anointing, walking in authority, walking in the power of His name, to take dominion over every situation in your life. He gives us his very best. Peter kind of put it in a way that I really enjoy it. And this is going to be a short one because I am wrapping up, folks. If you would like to go ahead and stand with me. We're going to look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 19. As for much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. Brother Joe, referring back to your verse from today, but with the precious blood of Christ as the Lamb without blemish, without spot. That robe cost your father something. He might give it freely to you and I, but it cost him something. That fine, beautiful coat that Joseph wore wasn't a cheap coat. It wasn't off the rack. It was custom made. The jacket I have on now is about a $50 coat. Cheap. The custom made one around $500 for the coat. It was custom made. It's not cheap. Your robe has been custom made for you. We need to put on that coat all the time. Put it on when you come to the Father's house, but sometimes we take it off when we go to the job. We put it on when we come to the Father's house, but when we go back to the neighborhoods, we take it off. We put it on when we come to our Father's house. But sometimes we take it off when we're around our peers and those who influence us in our lives. My friend, that thing cost a lot of money. It cost Jesus a lot. It cost him dearly. Why are you removing it? Why are you not wearing it? Wherever you go, whatever you're doing, you cannot wear anything greater than that coat of salvation. You cannot have anything better than this coat of salvation. I'm going to open this altar for you today. Are you ready to get your coat of salvation? Maybe you've taken that coat off and put it in the back of your closet. Maybe it's got a little dust on it. Maybe it's got some tissues in the pocket from the last time you prayed, and you just shoved those in there. They've been there for a while. Maybe we need to take that coat out and put it on and not take it off. I want to wear my coat of salvation. I want to wear my coat of holiness. I want to wear that coat of many colors so it can identify me as his child. Do not leave his house today without your coat of many colors on.